Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it's Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is Friday, January 8th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. Your local news and lots of it too. The Polk County Sheriff's Office deputies arrested three suspects in Lakeland after a 24-hour long violent crime spree during which they shot one person and threatened to shoot a family. On Tuesday, January 5th, deputies were contacted by a family who said three unknown suspects entered a home where they were renting a room on Old Hardin Boulevard, pointed a gun at them, and demanded that they leave. After escorting the man, woman, and child outside at gunpoint, the suspects told the family they could find their belongings in the yard later. The family has been renting at that residence for over a month and did not know who the suspects were. In fear for their lives, they ran to a nearby home and dialed 911. When deputies arrived, they located 42-year-old Gardell Young Jr. throwing clothing and other items out onto the driveway, along with 37-year-old William Kirkland. The third suspect, described by the victims as a tall white male, was no longer on the scene when deputies arrived. According to the victim, witnesses, and video surveillance system at the Circle K store, the victim was hanging out at the store waiting for his friend to get off work. A black GMC SUV occupied by three men pulled up to a gas pump. One man, later identified as Young, pumped gas while the other two occupants went into the store. The victim engaged in a conversation with one of the other occupants, later identified as 38-year-old Seth Deming. The victim then walked across the parking lot, and Deming got out of the car and followed him. Deming then shot the victim, one in each leg. He went back to the GMC, and all three suspects have left the scene. Young, Kirkland, and Deming are currently in custody of the Polk County Sheriff's Office. In Hardy County, yesterday morning, the Wauchula Police Department has found a brindle-colored pit bull mix with a faded red collar in the area of Carlton Street. If this is your dog, please contact the Wauchula Police Department. And Hardy County's new sheriff, Vent Crawford, was officially sworn in this past Tuesday morning, and a promotional swearing-in ceremony was held in the afternoon for sheriff's office employees. They'd like to thank everyone who came out to support Sheriff Crawford and for the HCSO employees and family members who attended. I think we can all agree that this is truly an exciting time for not only the community, but for the whole department as well. They're looking forward to what the new year will bring and the growing relationship with the citizens. Your local events, January 14th through the 17th, the SFSC Foundation will host their $1 million hole-in-one golf shootout at the Sun and Lake Golf Club in Sebring. All golfers are welcome. The cost is $10 for a bag of 10 balls, and you can purchase an unlimited number of bags until the 16th at 5:30 p.m. The top 12 closest to the pin after that will be asked to come back and try their best to swing for a hole-in-one on Sunday on the 18th hole of Deer Run at Sun and Lake Golf Club. Hit the hole-in-one and you're a millionaire. For more information, call 863-453-3133. Once again, 863-453-3133. That's January 14th through the 17th at the Sun and Lake Golf Club. Your Hardy County Jobs, Peace River Ranch, and Zolfo Springs is looking for a ranch hand. A high school diploma or GED and driver's license are preferred, with previous ranch experience recommended. The city of Fort Meade is looking for an electric line worker. Qualifications include a high school diploma or GED, lineman certification with at least 3 years of lineman experience and knowledge. And Lakeside Neurologic is looking for a certified educator. Bachelor's degree with ESC certification is required. K through 6 experience is required, with 7th through 12th preferred. Florida Educator's Certificate is required, and the individual must maintain all state requirements. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home and decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy M-I-D-D-A-Y at gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. We'll return with Hardy Midday in just a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wauchula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Ah, thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wauchula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
And welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 67 degrees out, feels like 65 with intermittent clouds. No predicted chance of rain so far. Air quality is fair. The maximum UV index is too low. Winds west at 16 miles an hour with gusts up to 22 miles an hour. The humidity 61% with indoor humidity ideal 58%. The dew point is 53. Cloud cover 70%, the visibility is 10 miles, and the cloud ceiling was 4,800 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zoffo Springs, last updated 9:44 a.m. Eastern Time. Boaters use caution on area lakes. Today, partly cloudy, highs around 70. West winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-40s with northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Saturday, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 60s with northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20 miles an hour. And Saturday night, mostly clear with lows in the upper 30s, north winds around 5 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news for today.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Georgia Fresh Market tomato and pecan producers have until January 31st to apply for crop insurance coverage or make changes to existing coverage for the 2021 crop year. Coverage for Fresh Market tomatoes is available for growers in Colquitt, Decatur, Grady, Mitchell, Seminole, and Tift counties. For pecans, you're asked to contact your insurance agent to see if your county is covered. Growers are encouraged to make those calls soon for specific details. Farmer sentiment improved modestly in December as the Ag Economy Barometer rose 7 points from November to 174, but according to agrimarketing.com, that's still 9 points below October. Both of the barometer's sub-indices, the Index of Current Conditions and the Index of Future Expectations, were higher in December, although the current conditions improvement was 3 times the size of future expectations increase. Given the time necessary to convert legislation into action, the Biden administration will oversee the payment of most or all of the $13 billion in agricultural aid included in the latest coronavirus package. Ag Undersecretary Bill Northey tells Agriculture.com there's still a chance some funds could flow before the end of January or before the administration changes January 20th. Farmers would receive payments of $20 an acre, roughly $5 billion in all, on crops that suffered at least 5% price decline during a specific period.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of great careers in agriculture, one of which could be yours. With the number of different job boards that are online these days, it can be overwhelming trying to find out what best suits you as an individual in the ag industry. Hey, sift through the clutter and find your agricultural career on the job board focused on you. AgCareers.com. AgCareers.com is the leading online job board for the agricultural, food, natural resources, and biotechnology industries. We are committed to fueling the next generation of talent in agriculture in an effort to feed the world. We understand and support the vast number and variety of careers possible in the industry, from welders and biotechnologists to agricultural teachers and software developers. The time to work in agriculture has never been better, with nearly 6,000 career opportunities available on agcareers.com. An opportunity for you is out there. Search for your future today on agcareers.com.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zimatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. Trade shows and conferences in 2020 might have looked a little different thanks to COVID-19, but quick thinking led to the rise in popularity of virtual conferences. All the benefits and resources of a conference, just minus the traveling. One such event, the Southeast Regional Fruit and Vegetable Conference, kicked off this week and is looking a little different than years past. Here is Chris Butts from the Georgia Fruit and Vegetable Growers Association on how they pulled the conference off.
This is the first virtual event we've done. We were fortunate enough, we started looking at that option late summer, early fall, made the move to virtual. Fortunately, we had enough time to investigate platforms and different options so that we could try to bring the best experience to our attendees and really try to emulate what we do in a live conference as best we could in a virtual setting.
Although the conference might be virtual, it's still offering all the bells and whistles of a typical conference, like virtual vendor booths, trade shows, and even morning coffee chats and evening networking events. Feedback for the conference has been very positive so far, highlighting all the hard work that went on behind the scenes.
So far, so good. Yeah, we went through to a lot of efforts, again, to kind of duplicate that environment. I mean, everything from including pictures of the Savannah skyline to, you know, some of the avatars or actual conference attendees from past conferences. A lot of attention to detail. And then again, trying to provide a level of programming that would be similar to what we would do in person, both on the education side and then for our exhibitors and sponsors as well.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charge cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. The U.S. trade deficit jumped to $68.1 billion in November, the highest monthly deficit in 14 years. As a surge in imports overwhelmed a smaller increase in exports, that's according to the Commerce Department. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac reports that the average rate on the benchmark 30-year fixed-rate home loan slipped to 2.65% from 2.67% from last week. By contrast, the rate stood at 3.64% a year ago. Wall Street rallied to more record highs as investors hope more stimulus is on the way for the economy. The Dow gained 211 points to close at 31,041. The NASDAQ up 326 points to 13,067. The S&P ahead 55 to 3,803. New York oil up 33 cents to $50.96 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With Sports Fourth Eye Patrick Frost, Bradley Beal was on fire with 60 points, but it didn't stop the Philadelphia 76ers from improving to a league best 7-1. Joel Embiid scored 38 points as the Sixers down the Wizards 141-136. Beal, who scored 57 points through three quarters, said the 76ers as a team were on fire as well.
They were making a lot of shots. I mean, they shot 60% from the field and 62 from three. Never win a game like that.
Gordon Hayward poured in a career-high 44 points, helping Charlotte beat Atlanta 102-94.
In my basketball career, I never scored 40 in high school. You know, I've scored 40 once in the playoffs, but I think it was a lot of fun, man. Credit to my teammates for finding me early.
Malcolm Brogdon scored a career-high 35 points and made the go-ahead three-pointer with 2:22 remaining to send the Pacers past the Rockets 114-107. Milwaukee beat Detroit 130-115 for their third straight victory. This is Esser in Sports. In the first rematch of last season's Eastern Conference Finals, Boston edged Miami 107-105. New York beat Utah 112-100. Knicks head coach Tom Thibodeau on his team trailing by 18.
I never feel like you're out. The NBA is a long game, and I think with the three-pointer being shot the way it is, you can make up ground quickly, and that's why no lead is safe and no deficit is impossible to overcome.
Orlando beat Cleveland 105-94. It was Oklahoma City 111. New Orleans 110. Phoenix 123. Toronto 115. Sacramento 128. Chicago 124. The LA Clippers 108. Golden State 101. Top 25 finals. Second ranked Baylor 76. Oklahoma 61. Seventh ranked Creighton 89. Seton Hall 53. Number 9 Tennessee 79. Arkansas 74. Tenth ranked Michigan knocked off number 16 Minnesota 82. To 57, it was 8th-ranked Houston, 70, Wichita State, 63. With Esser in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula. Your quote for the day, my boss told me to have a good day, so I went home. Tune in not tomorrow, but Monday for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn. We will definitely see you then. Have a great rest of your day and a great weekend. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.